It's been a long time since a large market book has tackled the history of the Indian Wars in the American West. But just last month, a new one hit bookstores titled The Earth is Weeping. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards chatted with the author Peter Cousins about why he felt it was time to get people thinking about this tragic era in American history.
Quite honestly, there has never been a major popular work on the Indian Wars that told the story in a balanced, even-handed manner from both the Native American or Indian side and from the white side. The standard work on the subject has for four decades been Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, which, you know, is a passionately wrought and elegantly written book, but it made, D. Brown made no pretense at objectivity. The subtitle is An Indian History of the American West. And the book was written in 1970, at a time when the nation was coming to grips with the many gross injustices done to the Indians, coming to grips with this really for the first time in our history, kind of on the heels of the Civil Rights Movement. And up until then, really, the story had been largely told from the point of view of white settlers, the government, the army, and the Indians were sort of one-dimensional cardboard cutouts. And so D. Brown took it to the opposite extreme.
You mentioned that most of the tribes were immigrants themselves that were kind of pushed west from sort of that eastern colonization. This was kind of a story of a lot of tribes that were kind of crashing into each other and weren't necessarily uniting under what you called Indianness.
Tribes in the West were never really that well unified on a tribal level. And Indian government was very loose. Chiefs could not compel compliance. Any warrior could go his own way, he could decide whether to obey the dictates of a chief when it came to making war or making peace. And there was a fundamental disagreement among Indians as to whether it was worth the pain and the suffering and the hunger and the time starvation that was entailed in resisting the overwhelming white encroachment on their lands, the overwhelming numbers.
And I wonder if you can talk just a little bit about, you know, what the overall strategy or philosophy of the U.S. government was during this time in dealing with the tribes. I mean, what was their goal in terms of how they wanted to handle the tribes as they moved into the West?
First and foremost, and this is one of the what I call the myths of the West that is unfortunately too often still perpetrated, the notion that the government somehow had a policy of physical genocide, of exterminationism. That's absolutely untrue. The government never, ever, as a matter of policy, intended or desired to physically exterminate the Indians. The general policy that the government tried to follow throughout the Indian Wars was to congregate the Indians on reservations that were well removed from the overland travel routes, and then begin them on the road to what was generally called in those days, the euphemism was Christianization and civilization. The belief was that the only chance the Indian had to survive as a people was to become Christian white farmers. And that policy was pursued, you know, throughout the course of the Indian Wars, again, with varying degrees of success. I mean, treaties were broken regularly. Massacres did occur for a variety of reasons, but massacres never occurred as a matter of government policy.
I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the role that the territory that eventually became Wyoming played in the Indian Wars.
Western Wyoming, things had pretty well settled down. There had been some clashes with the Paiute and some, again, in the parlance of the day, renegade Shoshone bands earlier. But by the end of the Civil War, the Shoshone under the leadership of Chief Washakie, were firm allies of the United States government. In fact, Washakie was so highly regarded that the Army eventually named a fort after him. He was the only chief to be so honored. Eastern Wyoming and Northern Wyoming, on the other hand, were still very much in the hands of the Lakota. So there was a good deal of conflict, particularly in that part of Wyoming east of the Bighorn Mountains. That's where portions of Red Cloud's war took place against the Lakota.
Well, congratulations. This is a really wonderful book to read. It was just the actual writing of the book was a pleasure to read. I really enjoyed every bit of it.
Thank you. And I tried to make it a character-driven book to the greatest extent I could. I was always tried to keep in mind the importance of telling a good story first and foremost, and to, whenever possible, tell it through the experiences of not only the leading figures on both sides, but also from the point of view of the common warrior or of an Indian woman or a common soldier or a lower-ranking officer. So I appreciate your words in that respect.
We've been speaking with Peter Cousins, the author of The Earth is Weeping, the epic story of the Indian Wars for the American West. Thank you so much, Peter, for taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.